A beautiful start to your Friday, 58 degrees in center, nice and comfortable out and about the Weiss Lake area if you like cool weather. It's beginning to cool off with fall of the year here. And we have some exciting news for you. We have with us on the phone this morning for an interview, Ms. Tina Gordon. And Tina, of course, local lady, but became nationally known in the NASCAR world back in the 90s and then into 2000s. And Tina, thank you for joining us this early Friday morning.
Oh, well, thank you for having me, Jerry.
It's our pleasure to have you with us, and we're excited to have you in. They had some exciting things going on this week for Tina Gordon and your racing career.
I have. It has actually been an amazing, amazing week. Yesterday was one of the best days. I actually had a car put into the Hall of Fame over at Talladega International Motor Speedway. They have actually opened up, they redesigned and remodeled a room and dedicated it just to Alabama drivers. And so they called me and wanted me to put a car in there. And so we actually went over there for that the induction and the ceremony yesterday, and it was amazing. It was great. It was exciting. And it's a great, great honor to be a part of something like that. So great. And the drivers that are in there, the prestigious. I'm in there with Donnie Allison, Bobby Allison, Neil Bonnet. I mean, it was just an amazing day, and it's an honor.
Wow, absolutely. No doubt about it. How did that come about? Did they contact you and ask you to do this, or did you contact them when you found out, or what?
No, they actually did. Mike Rada is actually a part of the Hall of Fame, and he started on this project over a year ago, and they came up with a design and the remodel of that room. And like I said, they dedicated it just to the heritage of Alabama drivers. And he called me back a month ago and asked me if I had a car and if I would put it in there with them. And of course, you know, I said I definitely would. And they've done a super, super good job over there. I mean, it was an amazing, the design of the room, the way they have everything set up, which the Hall of Fame is just amazing to go over there and see anyway. All the cars, the old cars, they have cars for everybody. I mean, it's not just NASCAR cars. They have motorcycles. They have all kinds of stuff over there.
It's an amazing place. If people haven't been to the Motorsports Hall of Fame, it's definitely worth it. It's a great museum, isn't it?
Yes, definitely.
Tell us about a little bit when you started. How did your career in NASCAR evolve? You didn't start in NASCAR. How did it all begin?
It actually started with my husband, Gary. He had bought a dirt car back in the early 90s and decided he wanted to race at Green Valley Speedway. I don't know. I'm sure some of the listeners probably remember Green Valley Speedway, and went over there and started racing. And then that's kind of how I got the bug, and then just kept moving on and went to asphalt and ended up in the NASCAR series.
Wow.
And ran in the All-Pro and the trucks and the Busch series. And it's actually the Busch car that I have over there on display.
Wow. I know you weren't the first female driver, but you were among the first doing some pioneer. Now, you've been retired for many years from racing, but tell us how difficult it was for a female to break into an all-male sports.
I know everybody probably thinks that it is difficult. On my experience, I had a lot of support. I mean, I have to start out from when my family and, you know, Gary and Seth have been right there with me. They've been supporting me through all my racing career, through everything that I've ever done. My pit crew that started with me from the very beginning, and that was what was another amazing thing yesterday, was all my pit crew was able to be there, and a couple of those guys are local guys, Gary Pike from Galesville, Alabama, and Junior Fowler from Rainsville, Alabama, and then David Jones from Huntsville, Alabama, and then Kyle Feeney from Memphis, Tennessee, and some of those guys I had not been with or seen in 20 years, so for them to be there with me to have this happen and be in the Hall of Fame, because it was all of our cars, because the drivers get a lot of the glory, but it takes a lot of people to get you to the race.
If it wasn't for the pit crew keeping that car ready to go.
They got us there yesterday.
Yeah, they earned their position as well.
They definitely earned it, and I was so proud that they were all able to be there with me yesterday.
Well, I know we've got the big race at Talladega coming up on Sunday. How many races did you start at Talladega?
I ran there, let's see, about three or four times at Talladega, and then I ran at the Daytona race about the same amount of times.
Yeah. How exciting is it to drive at Talladega versus, say, Bristol? I know there are a lot of difference in the different racetracks.
Everybody asks me, you know, what does it feel like to go, you know, almost 200 miles an hour? Well, when you're really out there, you're not thinking that you're actually running 200 miles an hour because you're focused. And you have cars inches off the side of you, the front of you, the back of you. So you're really just really, really focused on what you're doing and what everybody else is doing around you. And but you move around a lot on Talladega. You're moving. You're almost floating on top of the track. Where Bristol, it's a lot shorter track, and it's exciting too because, I mean, you're almost like in a bowl. It feels like you're just going around in circles. But Talladega is something else. It's definitely a feeling that you'll never forget.
The air moves you from the one vehicle to the other, if I understand it correctly, at Talladega.
It does. It does. There's a lot of air moving around vehicles, just the speed. So you can't really tell it from watching it on TV and the cameras, but when you're sitting in that seat, you're moving, you're floating.
Well, that is wonderful. Tina, I know there's a lot of people here in the area that have cars that they race on the weekends. They have dirt tracks. Some race on asphalt as you move through the different ones. What would you say to these people about their opportunity to race on the big track one day if that's what they desire to do?
If that's their dream, I mean, you just got to keep going. I mean, there's going to be some tough races and there's going to be some good races, but you just got to keep going and keep plugging, and it'll happen. It'll happen for you if you just stay consistent and persistent at the same time.
And a lot of hard work, no doubt about it, and a lot of support.
A lot of hard work. You got to surround yourself with a lot of good people, supportive people.
Well, Tina, anything else you want to leave with our listeners this morning about your experience with NASCAR? And again, congratulations on having your Busch car put into the Hall of Fame.
Well, thank you. I still feel it talking about floating. I'm still floating today. Like I said, I just thank everybody. And if they hadn't had a chance to get over there and look at it, they definitely need to go. It's an amazing place over there. But thank you for having me on, and I appreciate it.
Well, Tina, I appreciate you taking time from your busy schedule and coming on with us this morning and sharing this special event, because I'm sure that you might not have been expecting anything like this, and being out of racing or retired as long as you have, that it probably was a surprise.
It was definitely a surprise. I was not expecting it, but it was a great surprise.
Those are the
And I'm very proud and very honored. Like I said, it's an honor to be a part of such a great group over there.
Yes, it is, because Alabama has a rich history of NASCAR drivers and racing altogether. But they have a rich history, our state does, on NASCAR. But thank you again for taking time to be with us this morning and for calling in. Give our regards to Gary and Seth, and we hope you folks have a great day, and congratulations on this big honor.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Tina Gordon of NASCAR, and you heard it right here on WEIS. She's had a vehicle placed into the International Motorsports Hall of Fame at Talladega, and congratulations, Tina Gordon.